episode 571. Thank you all for listening to episode 570, Backdraft Lash. I am Gray, here with my co-host.
Bear.
And that's it. Cody's must have slept through his alarm because he set an alarm, said he was going to be here. He's not here. And we're starting 15 minutes late because I had to take a phone call.
That's how we roll. We are always on time.
And no Bert.
Well, Father Bird. He's busy.
Does that now make him Big Bird?
No, he's still Bird.
Still Bird. So we'll get right into it. Thank you to Wes Anderson for Moments of Time. Check him out on Facebook with Sanderson Music. Give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Songs by Wes. Thank you to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com. Mention Overline Pod. Oh, shit. Podcast. And Brandon will get up with that deal. Thank you to Crandall's Quality Landscape. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not
Boston, Massachusetts.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art. Tell Danny what you're looking for. She's going to hook you up with a beautiful piece of art and a great deal. Check out Paper Denim Art. And sounds like there's some crazy shit going on upstairs because I just heard shit getting slammed. Kid must be doing something nuts. So thank you to Danny. Thank you to Great Key Merch. Thank you to Sparty Steve. And before we get to the main guy, I gotta throw out a this is our unsolicited, not approved, unapproved sponsor. What do we call those? Sponsor in name, but not
unofficial? Unofficial.
Unofficial. That's the word I'm looking for. Unofficial sponsor. PNC Bank. So I happened to go to PNC because I ran into an issue with my business account, which they had corrected. And at the same time, I learned that today they came out with a new card. It is called the PNC Bank Cash Unlimited card, which is a new credit card.
Sounds and like unlimited cash.
It is 2% cash back on everything.
Nice.
Solid, because a lot of these you see, like their old one, 1% on everything, 2 on groceries, 3 on restaurants, 4 on gas. Mm-hmm. This is 2 on everything. This is going to replace my current card that I get with Capital One. Love you, but they get 1.5% there. This one I'm getting 2. So yeah, PNC is going to win, and I'm going to pay everything with that new card. And sorry, she Capital put it,
One. Don't love you that much.
And she was correcting my, you know, business stuff. She's like, hey, we got this new card. And I said, yeah. I said, usually I'm not interested. And she told me 2% on everything. I'm like, I'm interested. Sign me up. So she clicks a few buttons, asks me confirms my new address, asks me my income, and says, all right, you're approved. New card will be sent to the house. I'm like,
isn't it,
wait.
Isn't it nice how quick they approve you on credit cards anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So fast, just like that.
And the limit was a good limit. So I was like, sweet. I said, I will be using this for everything. Thank you.
Nice $800 limit. Congratulations.
If only it was $800.
Do you remember what your the first credit card you got? Do you remember what your limit was on it? I know mine. That's the only reason why I'm
asking. My first card?
Yes.
$500.
That's what mine was. Yeah. $500. And I used it for food and gas, and that was it.
Built credit. In my first card, and I still have it. I think it's not here. It's in probably in the safe or something, but it was my Bank of America.
Oh, okay.
Major League Baseball card, because we went to the MLB All-Star game and I was 18 and we signed up for credit cards. It was in Detroit and I was like, hell yeah, I got a chair. I still have that chair, by the way. It says MLB All-Star game chair. And then I got the credit card. I was like, wow, yeah, I'll do it. I want the chair. You know, so get the chair, get the credit card. And I do use that. Here it is. But now it's not the baseball card anymore. They stopped their partnership with them, so now it's just the World Bank of America card.
Mine was a Capital One, nice American flag on it, very patriotic of me. But yeah, $500 limit, that was my first one.
Yeah, I think the one I just got today is like 15,000, and then the others I have are like 15 or 16 and 25. You know, it's all over the board.
Yeah, they do some. They give way too high of limits, which I get. I mean, that's their
open
job.
Credit. Good but, for me.
Yeah, it's. Some of it's just fucking ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, open me up to 100 grand just so I could use it and, you know, pay shit off. I was like, hey, you think my mortgage company will let me pay my mortgage with my credit card so I can get 2% cash back on everything? That'd be nice. Be 100 bucks back every month. 1200 a year.
I've asked a lot of people that because I tried once and it didn't work. So I just seeing, but no one has given me a yes, that's possible. Because I mean, that would be awesome. I mean, you imagine getting points for that every single month for your
Paying
mortgage?
your mortgage,
Yeah,
right?
it would be sweet, but haven't heard of that yet, which I get because they would, credit card companies would lose their ass. So I understand why they want debit, or people would just rake up credit cards, and
The debt, and then they lose their
oh,
house and their
absolutely.
credit cards.
So I understand why mortgage companies don't do that. Very smart move on their part.
So, the unofficial sponsor, one more time, PNC Cash Unlimited Visa Signature Credit Card, unlimited cash back on everything you purchase, every time, everywhere. If you want consistent value on every purchase, plus the ability to redeem your way, go with PNC Cash Unlimited Visa Signature Credit Card. 2% cash back on all purchases. No caps on how much you can earn. No cash back expiration dates to worry about. No foreign transaction fees. Flexibility to redeem your rewards.
Write the check, PNC. Write the check.
Cut the check. I know they'll take care of me when I go back next week. So thank you, PNC. And thank you for the
Oh.
cookies. They were handing out cookies today.
Tell them you dropped on your very, very famous podcast, PNC. So
Over the line. We have our own merch. We have our own merch line.
I was gonna say when they get more people to sign up, probably because of us. So
100%. When they get three more people, it's
write the check.
us.
Write the fucking check.
Cut the check, bitch. And of course, last but not least, Connell Barrett, datingtransformation.com.
Yeah, make sure you get to dangtransformation.com and get a free consultation when you mention Over the Line podcast. In the meantime, get to amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
Nobody does. And let's see, three, well, I almost said three. Two of four of us is married now. And one will be married in October, so I will be the odd man out. And the other odd man out is the only one without a baby, and that would be you. So eventually that'll happen, and then I'll still be the odd man out if not being married, and
Sure.
it ain't happening. So thank you, everyone. Maybe if I do get married, it'll be silent. I wear the ring, so technically I guess I'm
Yeah,
married.
it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, just the law doesn't see it that way, which thank you to the tax man and the government. They can't fuck with me as a married guy.
Fuck the government.
Yeah, I mean, no, that is a unofficial fuck the government on this podcast.
Unofficially.
Unofficially, but it's okay. So let's do this a little backwards. Let's start with wrestling because it was simple and we all cleaned house on
Yeah.
that, except for Parrot, because his left right did not work out, but he still got three. So not bad for the bird.
Yeah, and
But
I
we
didn't watch. I did not watch Backlash, so I have zero input on any of the matches, but I'm not surprised that everything happened the way it fucking happened. So.
So I'll just give a quick rundown. I didn't watch it either. But I do know when I read it and then I watched the highlights. So Kevin Owens, Randy Orton opened the show against the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. And what was sweet is I see it and they were gonna win. Ref gets pulled out, but he had to kind of sell it because Tagovailoa came and he was kind of late in pulling the ref out. So the ref had to sell it that he was falling out because he was late to pull him out. And then you see he's a new member of the Bloodline. So awesome. I can't believe, like you saw what Cody said. God's here. So Tagovailoa and Tama Tonga and just fucking awesome. I am stoked.
They're doing what they need to do. They keep growing the bloodline, and for Roman and Rock probably to come back and kill it, maybe. Who knows? I mean, it's going to be a good story. That's my guess, is Roman will come back and kill the bloodline, right? That'll be that. He'll go up against
Be his face
Solo.
turn.
Yeah, that'll be a nice long term. Him and Solo at WrestleMania next year would be fucking
Dude,
awesome.
fucking
Which
amazing.
is going to be in Vegas, by the way, at Allegiant.
Yeah, they did announce that. So that's legit. That's happening. Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill beat the Kabuki Warriors. We predicted that. And so they are your new women's tag team champions. Bayley beat Naomi and Tiffany Stratton. No surprise there.
You know who she beat? Did she pin Naomi, would be my guess.
I think so, yes.
I doubt she would have pinned Stratton, but
No, she's too hot right now.
yeah, that's what I figured.
And then Damian Priest beat Jey Uso, no surprise there. And then Cody Rhodes beat AJ Styles, which was a what I read and see a good match. And you can see that AJ, I sent it to you guys. He did his tights in the color of what he fought Dusty in his trunks in TNA years ago, 20 years ago, which I thought was pretty cool, paying honor to him. And, you know, people were saying that him and AJ doesn't make sense. It's not the big, you know, it could have drawn more. And I'm like, I don't give a shit what you say. Yeah, sure, AJ doesn't, he's not a draw like Roman or anybody else. Dude puts on better matches than 95% of the people.
I think that's the tough part with both of them is, while I think AJ is a decent heel, no one wants to see him as a heel. Everyone wants to see him as a face. Like,
correct.
He just, even anymore, like, I just don't buy him as a heel. And I think he did a good job. I just think he's way too likable of a dude to be a heel. So, yeah, I definitely, it's tough to pull him off as a heel there, which is going to be tough to go against Cody. So, I, you know, AJ's in a tough spot, but at this point in AJ's career, he's just putting dudes over, right? And that's exactly what he did. He's putting dudes over and he's having good matches. And that's what he should get paid millions of dollars to do.
Right. And then this was good. Pat McAfee asked Michael Cole, "Hey, what time does Raw start?" Cole says, "Tiffy time." And they show a picture of Tiffany and he says, 8 p.m. Eastern, you perv. And then, like, Pat Mac did another thing this week where CM Punk was out in the ring and he asked the crowd and Pat McAfee to tweet at Drew McIntyre and tell him to come back to Raw and face Punk. Pat actually tweeted it, like, put it on Twitter, took a picture of Punk. Fuck, there it is. Put a picture of Punk, put it on Twitter, and said, "Hey, at Drew McIntyre, Punk's waiting for you to come back. Come on back." So Pat Mac just gets it. He gets into it. It's perfect. I do know that Jerry Lawler, WWE cut ties with Jerry Lawler.
Yep, saw that.
He's still on a Legends deal.
Right. And, well, they didn't renew his contract, right? Yeah. And I get it. Cut ties is a good way to say it. They just didn't. And I get it, right?
They put him on a Legends deal.
Yeah, well, and they need – I mean, they have everybody there already, right? They already have McAfee, who is – McAfee is like Lawler, right? He's got the good quips. He's fast back, good jokes. Like, he is now the Lawler of this era, for sure. Yep. So, and I – you know, Jerry needs to – I mean, he's had his, you know, his heart issues and everything. He doesn't need to be there doing
stroke.
All that, man. Yeah, just let him relax and let Jerry enjoy semi-retirement.
Hey, 74 years old. Had a stroke early last year, had knee replacement surgery in March. And, you know, obviously we saw that when he had the heart attack during Raw 2012, that shit was nuts.
Yeah.
So it's good to see he's still on the Legends deal, which means they can pay him up front for royalties and everything else. The other thing is there's been all of these little hints and clues to Uncle Howdy. And Uncle Howdy's coming back, which, you know, is Bo Dallas, which it'll be huge when he comes back.
Yeah.
And they're doing the other things like giving codes. So it sounds like Eric Rowan is another one, part of the you know, Wyatt Six or whatever. Dexter Loomis makes complete sense. Nikki Cross makes complete sense. Joe Gacy, another one. And then potentially Alexa Bliss returning. So that would be a good faction.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That would be a fun one. So we'll see what happens there. Nothing else happened really in wrestling. I did not watch Raw last night, but should be fun.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's talk about horse racing. Son of a bitch.
Fucking goddamn rain.
That didn't even happen, and he still fucking won.
Oh, Mystic Dan. Yep. Unfortunately, I said it. I hate that I said it because it just pisses me off deep down inside. But I checked. Literally, I was making my bets 10 minutes before the race, and I'm like, no rain. All right. I'm not going Dan, so I'm going with horse number two. That was my other pick on the podcast, if you listened. Oh, wait, you didn't because it wasn't uploaded. Oh, wait, or was it?
It's there, maybe.
It's definitely there by the time this comes out, no doubt. I had, you know, I wanted it. It was there. All good. And then even worse is that I missed two fucking trifectas by one, which is brutal. I had two. I think it was 2-3-17 as one
of
them.
Did you box it or did you just go straight up?
I just went straight like a dumb. And the other one I had, actually, the other one I had, I was with Renee's family, and I had her family pick just three, so just pick numbers. So actually, they did go three, but they went 3, 11, hit the first two, fucking six. Yeah. So it is what it is. I mean, it was a buck per. It ain't anything, but.
Apparently quick. Where are you at right now?
I am in Jeffersonville, Indiana,
So
today.
sounds like there's tornado went through Perrysburg and now it's going through Weston because Parrott said he'll be there when the tornado's gone.
Jesus.
It's gonna stay south of me, but had to get everything around and be safe just in case.
Perrysburg. We're at in
I
Perrysburg.
don't know. My in-laws said the my brother and sister, my sister-in-law said that the sirens were going off there, so I don't know if it touched down there, but it looks like it's staying south.
The news says one in Paulding.
When you buy 10 tickets on Vivid
Yep.
Seats, you get.
So I don't know if anything actually went in Perrysburg, but that's probably just their tornado warning.
Yeah, Hillsdale County and Paulding also. Another one, there's tornado. Yeah, tornado warning for Wood County until 9:18 right now. Yeah, so hopefully you guys are staying safe up there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Parrots in Wood County, so be safe, Bird and Bree and baby Bird.
Yeah, I just told, or I was talking to Renee earlier, and with that, I was like, just hang out in the basement tonight. Don't worry about it since I'm not home. So,
Yep.
but we down here, because we're just north of Louisville, we're supposed to get it tomorrow night, which is supposed to be pretty bad, it sounds like. So we'll see. Last time I was down here, I about went through a tornado too. So maybe it's just when I come down here.
I don't like you. I see the C's are up by 20.
Yeah, it's 105.85 right now.
But the horsies, they did their job. So with those horsies leads us into the other type of racing, NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Wild finish.
Yeah, the closest finish ever in history. Absolute
Fucking
history.
crazy. Because when
Yeah.
you look at it, when I watched it, but you said, what a finish. And I quickly went to Twitter because I wasn't watching. And I'm like, oh, Buescher's got it. And then I'm like, yeah, it was Buescher, right? And then they turn around and they put it right there, slow-mo.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
Well,
shit.
the official track, it was Buescher.
Buescher,
Like,
yeah.
they put it as
And they
Buescher,
were celebrating.
and you're like, oh shit. You're like, okay, all right, yeah. And they were celebrating, and then it's like, well, wait a second, Larson did have a run, and then they go back and show it, and literally by the fucking
Splitter.
splitter, it was insane. Yeah, I mean, I was watching it. It was absolutely nuts. It was like, oh shit, what is going on? Yeah, hell of a race. Absolutely awesome. But yeah, 0.001 was the distance in between Larson and Buescher, the closest finish in NASCAR history. Now I think they've had, well, now that was the closest, but they also had like the fourth closest earlier this year at Daytona, right? I think it was Daytona. Where was it at? Maybe it wasn't Daytona. There was another race earlier this year that had a close finish. There have been a lot of crazy finishes so far this year,
Right.
which has been a great, I mean, great NASCAR year so far. It's been really cool, honestly. So, yeah, it was good race at Kansas. We did fairly decent podcast. Dub got a 4 out of Truex. You got a 5 out of Hamlin. Myself, Cody, and Parrott got a 17 out of Bubba Wallace, and Cody got a 20 out of Tyler Reddick.
Oh shit, do we have a new leader?
We do have a new leader. You,
Oh
sir,
shit.
are the new leader at 9.7, Jeremy at 10.8, myself at 11.8, Dub at 13.1. By the way, I don't know if you've seen Dub over the last, he has not had anything worse than 12 over the last 6 weeks. He's gone 1, 12, 6, 4, 12, 4. He's brought, after a shitty start, he's down to 13.1. So he's right back in it again. And then we have, Parrot at 17.1, Cody at 17.3. So,
Fucking hilarious.
yeah, I'm going to stay down there. So this week we got the Goodyear 400 at Darlington throwback weekend. Always my favorite. I love seeing the throwback paint schemes on the cars. And Darlington is a great track. Lady in Black. Everyone got to get their Darlington stripe. So fun stuff. should be a good race Sunday at 3 o'clock. And you are the leader. Where are you going this week?
Oh man, have I taken him yet? I have not. I think it's time.
Must be Kyle Larson.
I am taking Bill Byron.
Oh, all right. Oh, Billy.
Average finish of 2.5 the last two races, won one of them, and two top fives. Going with Bill Byron.
Yeah, Bill Byron, good pick this week. I'm going with a guy that has finished in like the top 15 here. Race is okay here, not well, but I just need to use him because I'm not going to fit him in anywhere else. We're going to go with one Joseph Logano for myself this week at Darlington.
Hey, man, he got me a 2 earlier this year.
He's got to get his shit together at some point. That was his best finish of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at Richmond. So we'll see if Joseph can get something done at Darlington this week. But I got to use him. I don't know where else I'm going to use him. I honestly really wanted to go Chase Elliott this week. Surprisingly enough, he has 4 top 10s here the last 4 races, and he's been racing very well. He has been sneaky top 10, getting a lot of playoff points Chase has so far this year. So he's due for a win here. Oh, wait, no, he did just win. Sorry. He did just win. But yeah, I mean, he's been racing sneakily well. So I can see that, you know, Chase would be a good pick this week, but I always save him for Watkins Glen like a dumbass. Which, oh, that's right. We don't have until the playoffs this year. So I'm going to have to use him at some point. We'll have to check it. So, but we'll get the other people's picks in. Well, we know we won't get Cody. So who says,
dude, I can't believe
Darlington, South Carolina to Cody. Throwback weekend. Who's the oldest fucking driver in NASCAR?
Well, I was going to say, you know, who's the biggest lady in NASCAR, which would have been Denny Hamlin, but he already took him. I feel like he's taken everybody. He's literally run through the gamut of drivers.
He's taken a lot of shitty people, honestly.
Yeah, I know. But he's taken a lot of good ones, too. How about, has he taken Brad yet? Brad runs well here.
He is not. And he's old, so that's good.
Here we go.
All right, Brad Keselowski for Cody this week. We'll get everyone else's picks in. We're doing this on Tuesday. We're early this week. We're changing it to Tuesday, by the way. This is our first Tuesday podcast, so we will be doing
And I have to upload these because I will be gone the rest of the week.
Oh, yes.
Have to do it. I will get it done.
Yes, you will.
And last week's episode will magically show up.
That's what
it will magically show up.
You mean the episode that's already there?
Yeah, exactly. See, by the time they hear this, they'll see it's already there. So I don't know what anybody's talking about. I don't know what Andy's talking about. It's there.
It
just
is
can't
there.
Find it.
Yeah, he must not have been looking in the right spot.
That's what it is.
That's my guess.
He'll get it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
He woke up. He has risen, ladies and gentlemen.
He is risen.
If he connects to the audio. Has he connected to the audio? He's still in bed. I don't know if his pants were on or off. Made me a little nervous.
I'm hoping they're off. Did you sleep through that alarm?
2 of them.
Well, you made it. Hey, you made it. Just real quick, because we've already done wrestling. We already did horse racing. We just did NASCAR. We picked Brad Keselowski for you. What did you think of Tagovailoa coming?
Oh, man. It took way too long for the GOD to get to WWE. But
oh, yeah.
We'll end up with this Bloodline Civil War at Survivor Series. And I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing. Going to get Jimmy will be with Roman and Dwayne, or Jay will be. Jimmy will be with the others. It's going to be wild.
Do you think, Cody, do you think this will all come to Roman end up breaking up the Bloodline maybe at next WrestleMania, long-term story, and facing Solo at WrestleMania?
Probably, no, actually, since they want to do Rock and Roman so bad, I can see Solo and Hama Tonga and Tongaloa joining up with The Rock. And I can see it coming to a head at Survivor Series. And then that's when you find out The Rock was behind the new bloodline. And then Roman comes back and you end up with a War Games match out of it. And then after the War Games match, that's when you get Rock and Roman.
Yeah, you're gonna, yeah, with the bloodline, if they're all there, you might end up with like Jay and Roman and fucking Cody and all those dudes like teaming up against the new bloodline.
Yeah. So I kind of like this new bloodline, though. I'm not gonna lie,
Oh, yeah.
you
Oh, yeah. Well, the
if
first when Tama Tonga was there and now you got Tongaloa, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
and quiet as it's kept, they're light years better than Jimmy and Jay.
Yep.
So, if you, oh my gosh,
And are they
I'm
actual
just
brothers, Cody?
no. Matanga, I want to say, was adopted. He's like the Tyson kid. Yeah, he's like the Tyson kid.
He's like the Tyson kid.
To the hearts, yeah. To where, like, he was just around so much
Yeah,
that
because
he's
Haku was
adopted.
his uncle slash adopted father, and
Yeah.
Tangaloa is his cousin slash adopted brother.
Yeah. Like, Tongaloa's actual son. So I mean, it's kind of like The Rock. I mean, The Rock is hell. The Rock is the Teddy Hart. He's the Teddy Hart of the
True.
bloodline. So I mean, they just let him in. It's like, all right, come on, man.
Now, do you know much bear about Tongaloa? You know it's Haku's kid.
I know it's Haku's kid. Yeah, that's about it though. I haven't seen him do anything or work, so I might have to watch a couple of Raws.
Oh yeah, dude.
Is that Raw
Tongaloa's
or
a
SmackDown?
where are they at?
SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Somebody SmackDown? I might have to watch some SmackDown.
Yeah, so it's dude, he's legit. I mean, he's been in what, New Japan for the last what, 8, 10 years?
Yeah, their whole careers, I want to say, they've both been in New Japan.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
eight time tag champs, seven time, I think.
I know a place where I will see him, though.
SummerSlam.
I'll be at
There
SummerSlam.
you go. Yeah, because they were yeah, he look, he was Tangaloa was in WWE 2009 to 2014.
Man, never knew. And see, I
But
wouldn't
he was Camacho then.
sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Mainly on NXT.
Yeah, this is back when NXT wasn't NXT.
It was Camacho and Hunico. That's when he was a little heavier too, wasn't it? Oh yeah, he was a little heavier then. Now dude's just jacked. Oh, I love it.
Love it, pal. Fuck it.
Love it, pal. Tangaloa and Tama Tonga. Dude, I couldn't believe when we had Tama Tonga. Now we got Tangaloa. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. And they say Jacob Fatu is still coming too.
Bloodline keeps going.
The only part that sucks about it all, though, is The Rock is in this.
Yep.
He's gonna screw it up somehow.
I think he'll stay away for a little while.
He's gonna try to turn this into like Hobbs and Shaw or something.
He is the final boss. Hobbs and Shaw too.
Man.
He'll be in it.
Next thing you know, you'll see like Paul
Aiden.
Heyman lose like 40 pounds.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw you over the top rope, Paul Heyman,
Yeah.
because he made the bet with Brock and Brock lost his shit, or he made the bet with Paul to get Brock to break. Brock broke, but yeah, that's what I wanted to get your take because just awesome.
Can't wait. Man, I can't wait. I'm telling you, if Roman would have had those two in the beginning of this bloodline thing, they really would be mad because he'd never lose. He definitely would never lose.
Right.
Like
Man.
that would have been, that could have easily have been the most dominant group after the Horsemen.
Oh, for sure.
Like easily. And now we had to break it up. But you break it up to get something new.
That's what you gotta do. I mean, the creative team's been pretty good lately, so they can keep it going.
Man. I secretly undercover, Triple H has brought pro wrestling back and nobody has known it. Like, he brought it back under everybody's nose and everybody's losing their mind.
Well, because everyone just wants to hate on him. That's the only reason why.
Yeah,
You know who
but
else
he
used to hate on him? Cody Bryant.
I did, man. He listened to me though.
That's true.
He didn't listen to you. He just had to get away from Vince. He had to make sure Vince was gone.
Yeah,
I
I
think
had to get
that's,
Vince out the door.
yeah. I was about to say, I think that's all that it was. Once old VKM got out of there and he could do his
Yeah.
own thing. Because, I mean, it's the same, like I said, I mean, don't get me wrong, Vince obviously revolutionized wrestling with all his shit, but it's exactly that, right? I mean, you got to have new, fresh stuff. You can't have the same brain for 50 years and expect it to continue to be good. So,
Right.
my
And I
favorite thing I
mean,
saw was that, hey, look, even now, 20 years later, who would have thought DX is in charge of wrestling?
I mean, they put it on Titan Towers. We all saw
Yeah.
it.
And then legit, who would have thought, foreshadowing that this was actually what was going to be 20 years later?
Right.
Fucking Hunter ahead of WWE and Shawn ahead of NXT. Just wild.
Yeah, I guess all that stuff they pulled during the 90s as the click was like the growing pains. And they got older and figured out what not to do.
Yep. That's
And
exactly it. And you see all these wrestlers talk about it too, that Hunter being in charge is huge because he actually legitimately cares about the people in the locker room and their thoughts and ideas and what they think and what they want to do. And that's the difference between Vince and him. Vince wasn't a talent. Vince pretended to be a talent.
That's because Vince, it was always a business event. It was more of, I'm going to prove to my dad that I can actually do this.
Yep, that's right. There we go.
And I mean, since he's not there anymore, can we all be honest about how Vince McMahon really was as a wrestling promoter? He just took all the hot shit from everywhere else and managed to put it together. Like, I mean, can we finally admit that, or are we just going to talk
Wouldn't say all of it. I'd say
about? I
70,
mean,
75% of it. All of it's not fair.
Hulk Hogan was already hot before he got there. Only difference was he sold T-shirts. If Vern Gagne lets Hulk Hogan sell T-shirts, the AWA still might exist right now because they'll have enough money to pay everybody.
No, he wouldn't have paid anybody.
Well, he still had to buy all his land back too,
Yeah, he wouldn't have
though.
paid
So,
anybody.
so I mean, he would at least have money to buy his land back. I mean, AWA was on ESPN at one time. Like, they were
Yes.
nationwide, man. And like the what Crockett, they couldn't manage their money. If they manage their money, who knows? I mean, everybody that was remotely hot from any other territory went to WWE because there was actually money there. That was it. I mean, Hogan, Mean Gene, Bobby Heenan, they're already hot in the AWA.
And what? Hogan brought Gene, didn't he?
He brought Gene, yeah, and then Gene brought Bobby. So like they are already hot in the AWA. Kurt Hennig was a few time tag champion in AWA before he came over. You know, I mean, like the only legit superstar he created is Cena. Like from the ground up is Cena.
mean, ground up meaning no previous experience in anything else?
Yeah, like nothing anywhere else that, you know, they didn't have a hand in. I mean, The Rock, they were already giving money to USWA at the time because Lawler was running it. So, you know, they were feeding money to it the same way they're feeding money to ECW.
Right.
I mean, Brock, right? It's another one. Taker. Look, I get that he did shit in other promotions, but Taker was a nobody. He was a nobody until he
Yeah.
got that gimmick. And if you put the Undertaker gimmick on anybody else, it probably ain't working.
It might not work. So I give him three, S3,
Same with
and
Stone Cold.
no, Stone Cold's already hot.
I didn't say he
Stone
wasn't hot.
Cold,
I'm
but he didn't
talking
get
it's the
that
gimmick.
hot. It's the gimmick.
But
It's all about the
I
gimmick.
mean,
I mean, he was doing that similar gimmick in ECW.
yeah.
Similar, yes.
Like Stone Cold was that dude. And Stone Cold had buzz in WCW. And
He
if it
had
wasn't
buzz.
for
He had
Cody's
buzz
dad.
because Paul Heyman let him have a free mic. That's all. He didn't
And
do
then
anything. He
Cody's.
talked. He talked it, right? There was
Well,
no. There was nothing
yeah.
there that what he had. I mean,
Well, that and Cody's dad kind of screwed him too. If old Dusty wouldn't have screwed
don't
him
be getting on
over.
Virgil.
Just saying, man. I'm just saying.
I know.
We
I'm.
gotta
I'm just. I
be
just want.
honest,
I just wanted to
huh?
say that. I just wanted to say that sounded fun.
If we
No,
being honest, though,
I
you know, I
100. Yeah,
mean,
I mean, I 100% agree. It's, I totally agree. There's quite a bit of it that was something else there, but again, I think it all goes back to you have also at the same time where else like the AWA and all that, but WCW had these guys and they didn't make fuck out of them, so.
right, but that's what I mean. Like, who had the book? You know, Cody's dad had the book for a while, then Flair had the book for a while, you know, and Bischoff had the book for a while, and Bischoff gets unfairly criticized because, I mean, in my opinion, he gets unfairly criticized because he's not a wrestling guy. He's a legit businessman and not a wrestling guy. I mean, Vince McMahon probably would get the same criticism because essentially him and Eric Bischoff are the same person. You know, they came in to turn a profit. Only difference was, you know, Vince's dad was in the wrestling business already and promoting. But, you know, Bischoff's whole goal was to turn a profit. And how do you turn a profit? You know, hell, he did the same thing Vince did.
Right.
You know, like the
You turn.
WWWF was losing money. That was the only reason why Vince was able to buy it.
Say you turn a profit because you allocate half of your people's contracts to the movie district of Turner. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah. And that's, you know, like who thinks of that though, besides a businessman?
True. I don't know if this tornado siren are going or what out there, but if you see me start blowing away somewhere, you'll know what happened. It only says we got tornado watch, so I don't know.
Well, good for wrestling. What about let's see what we got. What else
Except
we got
Cody,
going on?
well, except Cody's buddy in AEW, old TK getting desperate over there.
Oh my
He's
God.
probably got to announce something special here soon.
I'm sure there'll be some game-changing signing they'll have coming up. Some game changer. Like, I don't know. I was talking to our buddy Chris, and we both said only Tony Khan could screw up the black dude winning the championship story.
Honestly, after that match, I haven't seen anything else of what's happened. So,
right. That's what I'm saying. Only he could screw that up. You know how easy that would have been?
He's too busy wearing a neck brace at the draft to worry about.
And yeah, wearing a neck brace and turning his head.
pretending like we all know that fucking kayfabe died 20 years ago.
Right. Like you can't even, but he can't even sell right. Like when you're in the neck brace, you're not supposed to just turn your head freely.
It's the body. You gotta.
Yeah. Like you gotta turn your whole torso. You don't drink from a can, you drink through a straw. Like,
man, I can't believe they fired you from creative. You must have really gotten to some shit with TK.
Oh, I smacked up the Young Bucks too.
That's where Cody's been all these weeks, ladies and gentlemen. He's been on AEW. We didn't want to tell you, but he's been on AEW doing creative. And well, him and TK didn't get along. And if you see TK in a neck brace, well, you know why. That was Cody Bryan.
Yeah, his life felt threatened.
Yeah. Threatened his life. The video will come out here in a couple of years when they need ratings.
Yeah. I had to sign an NDA and everything else, so it's going to be a while.
Why'd you sign
how
it,
you Cody? Think? Huh?
Why'd you sign it?
I signed an NDA? I signed an NDA. He just don't know it yet.
Cody's a sellout.
I like it.
Sold his soul for a Ghirardelli chocolate.
Damn.
The missus was hungry.
Put it on her.
She said, I want my strawberries dipped in Ghirardelli chocolate. I said, yes, dear.
Yes, dear. While she's drinking tequila rose to go with it. Goddamn, pal. All right, Bear. Well, what do we got, Bear, for Jolf?
Hold on a second. Sorry, I'm just watching the news to make sure that I'm actually not going to die right now. So sorry. All right, I don't see anything right now. So we had the Byron Nelson, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. Taylor Pendrith won, first time on tour. So good for Taylor Pendrith. Shoots a final round 67. Ben Coles had a good run. Just dude couldn't make any putts on the back nine. Fucking terrible. Really sucks. Norton finishes third. SH Kim fourth. Aaron Rye fourth. BH on fourth. Matt Wallace also fourth. Jake Knapp eighth. Rafael Campos ninth. Taga Samawakawa ninth. Kevin Tway and Troy Merritt all ninth place. For us as the podcast, everybody made the cut except one. Sorry, Cody. That was you because you didn't pick. Dub have Adam Scott, which got a 30. Tom Kim for me got a 52. Jason Day for Gray got a 59. See, woo, Kim Best for Parrot with a 13. And Jeremy Steven Jagerbaum with a 20. So we got the Wells Fargo Championship this week in Charlotte, North Kakalaki. It is a premium PGA Tour event, so there is no cut this week. There will be no cut at Quail Hollow, so you know, pick a guy that you really don't really need to worry or pick, in all honesty, because there will be no cut going into the PGA Championship next week. So simple for me this week, I'm going with a guy who's won this twice. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Let's do some updated standings before we get into the shit. Updated standings, just because it's so close. I am up by 0.1. on Jeremy, 34.3. Jeremy, 34.4. Gray, 36.4, right behind us. Dub, 43.6. Oh, I'm sorry, Parrot, 38.6. Excuse me, Dub, 43.6. And Cody at 58. So I'm going with a guy, back to it, that has won here twice, and that would be one Maximum Homa.
Damn.
Maximum this week.
I already took Maximum Homer. So I'll go with a guy, plays well, just in general, good golfer. Haven't taken him yet. So give me Victor Hovland.
Okay. Yeah, he's been off there a little bit. And He needs to get there. I think Victor can win this tournament. He needs to get there, but it's a warm up for Valhalla here in Louisville, by the way, or close to Louisville where I'm at right now, next week. And, you know, we're going to see if Hovland can get his stuff together right in time for the PGA Championship.
What about you, Cody? You can actually make a pick.
All right. You said there's no cut this week, huh?
No cut this week. So, can't do anything. And there's supposed to be 70 golfers, but I think two guys have withdrawn. So the worst you can finish is 68 this week.
Ooh. All right. I'm going to go Wyndham Rotunda Clark.
Ooh, okay. Won this last year.
I was going to take him, but I already picked him.
I also already picked him.
Do you like that, Cody? I love that you read him as Wyndham Rotunda Clark because that's the name I have for him when I picked him.
Yeah, there we go.
But when I picked him, he was 31st.
If you, by the way, if you haven't watched Full Swing, the new season, they have a really good episode with him. Very good.
Wyndham Rotunda?
Yeah. Yep. Nice. Sure thing. Very good episode of him winning the U.S. Open last year. It's not one you can sit through dry-eyed either. At least I didn't. But a very good one with him. So if you get into Full Swing, great. Very, very good documentary on Netflix.
Damn. Go to check it out. And check out The Roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. Oh. Fucking hilarious.
Good, good jokes there. Good jokes.
Nikki Glaser was the best. She was on point. Thought Tom Brady was about to kill Jeff Ross, but that was okay.
That still makes me mad. That still makes me so mad. It's a fucking roast. It is a roast. The whole point of the roast is to get made fun of. That's the point. So I don't want to hear about this crap with dumbass Brady, big baby.
Don't pick on the old man. He liked his hand massagers.
We all know Jeff Ross is notorious. Great roaster. Like,
came out in a fucking bloody O.J. Simpson jersey.
Hilarious. Edelman's joke on Aaron Hernandez. Hilarious.
Yeah.
People need to get over
it. But that other tight end was very young.
Yeah.
He was like, over it. God damn.
Oh. But I think this is, you know, that I don't know. I mean, I think people are finding out what a roast actually is for the first time. You know, because would you really know if you didn't know what a roast really was? You're not gonna know who Jeffrey Ross is.
Correct.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people that tuned in just because it was Tom Brady. You know, oh, Tom Brady, a roast, huh? Oh, I wonder what this is. And then then you hear about Drew Bledsoe roasting him, talking about shit. You know. There's a couple of things you're not going to have, being the number one pick in a marriage lasting 28 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they had some good fucking jokes. Very good jokes. And I haven't even watched it all.
Same.
I might have to watch it now.
Yeah, Nikki, when Kevin Hart was like, Nikki, that was a fucking masterclass. And he's like, I'm going to say it every once in a while. Fuck you, Tom. Kevin Hart was just—he was having the time of his life up there.
Kevin Hart's was good.
Kevin Hart's like, I'm just here because they paid me to be here. They paid me very well to be here.
Yeah, Kevin Hart probably had to be the only black dude on that whole stage too.
No, there was a lot. He's like, I'm the only one up here besides Randy. Wait, there's you and you and you. There were three others. Kevin just didn't even realize. Kevin was fucked up. Like, he's like, oh shit. And Randy, he was, you could see he was out of his element, uncomfortable, yeah, man, but he still did his thing. He's like, come on, yeah, man. He's like, you cheat. I was there 3 years. How come we didn't cheat then? He's like, that guy had a magnetic fucking helmet, David Tyree.
Yeah.
All sticks to his magnetic helmet.
I love when he came, or when
Brady came up and is like, look, the NFL spent 2 years and $20 million going through looking just to say they may have deflated balls. Are you going to give me $20 million? I just would have told you I did it.
I would have told you I fucking did it. Yeah.
Hilarious. It's good. I like it. I mean, we know Brady's got a sense of humor, but it was good. Like I said, the only thing was the whole Robert Kraft thing. So
it shit on Robert Kraft, and I'm like, I was like, oh, he probably didn't want the old man roasted, but you don't get that decision. But they did roast the shit out of him about his fucking marriages. Holy shit.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Fucking jujitsu. You let her sign with a guy that can't kick your ass?
Yeah.
8 hours a day?
Kevin Hart, man, if you want to get fucked by our coach, just like Giselle getting fucked by her karate teacher. And then
he's like, you put the jizz in Giselle. Fucking, that shit was great.
That joke writes this. I mean, come on.
I know, but you don't expect, because like Jeff Ross was just point after point after point. And then when Nikki was talking about, my boyfriend's right there, I will shoot you in the fucking head just to suck his dick. I was like, Jesus, this bitch is nuts.
Yeah, well, I think one of my favorites was Bledsoe, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably the best.
And he just kept drinking.
Well, I mean, it was funny. He's like, you know, Brady, you got all the rings. You got all this, the fame, the looks, all that. But there's two things I'll have that you're never going to have. One, I was drafted number one overall.
28 number two, years of marriage.
Wife and I just celebrated our 28th wedding anniversary.
Yesterday. Happy anniversary, babe.
Actually, though, honestly, I mean, Bledsoe, he's got millions with his wine business, I think. He makes a fuck ton of money, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Got all that Napa Valley shit. Yeah, he's got Bledsoe probably got more money than Brady.
Well, we'll see, because Brady's got that, what, $350 million deal with fucking Fox.
Yeah.
And all his shit.
Which is going to be awful. You know how boring he's going to be on TV? Brady's a boring dude. And nobody wants to admit that yet. You can look at him and tell he's boring. Why do you think his life left him for the jujitsu dude? There's excitement there.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, man.
Literally threw out your family to go 8-9.
I love it. Kevin Hart, that was good.
Oh, God. That shit was good. Oh, this is going to be a fun one. Fucking SGA and Luka. Fucking Kyrie. Man. All them. This is going to be a good fucking series.
Gonna be a good one.
Luka, SGA, Giddy. Oh, yeah. And that's my favorite is the fucking OKC. SGA, Josh Giddy, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and Lou Dort.
Lou Dort.
Yeah, Luka's you're saying Lou Dort's gonna shut him down. We'll see about that. We'll see about that.
Chet Holmgren looks like fucking he's 16 years old.
Oh, let's not say that around Josh Giddy.
hey, he was innocent. Innocent man. Poor kid.
That's what they said.
That'll be the last time he ever gets with someone that young.
He had no business in that club anyway.
Hey, club says 18 plus. 18 plus?
That's what I said. Take your ass to 21 and over. You knew better. He knew. They draw a big old black X on your hand.
Speaking of
seeing that X,
age differences. I fucking Grayson got me heavy into Young Sheldon. We've been binging the shit out of Young Sheldon. Great show.
Good show, man. Good show.
And then I just finished Sopranos again, and I forgot until I was watching it. And I know Barrow will eventually see it when Uncle June, you know, towards the end of the series, has got heavy dementia and he's in assisted living, and there's a nurse and the psych guy, whatever you want to call him, psych ward guy. And he's just like, how you doing, Corrado? And then the nurse says to him, the activity lady, you want to make a hand turkey? And he's just Corrado. It's just the funniest, stupidest line for Christmas. Fucking idiot. And just keeps going like the stupidest shit. And we watched that. And then Kelly and I have been heavy into Deal or No Deal Island, which is fucking great, by the way. It's like Survivor meets Deal or No Deal. Pretty good show. Season finale is next Monday.
Okay.
It was good shit. Yeah, Joe Manganiello is the host, and it's good. It's like, seriously, it's like Survivor. Boston Rob's in it, and so it's like Survivor meets meets Deal or No Deal, and they did a great job with it.
Okay.
Fun show. Now I got to find me another. I got to finish that roast. I was watching Crisis on Infinite Earths on Max. Parrot, once I get back out on the road with him, we're going to start over The Sopranos because I need him to watch it through. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get on that.
It's not all his
drive. It might be. The
well, no,
it'd
no.
Probably be better for him. Yeah, no, it'd be better for him when he's driving and watching TV. The yeah, because we're gone a lot. I mean, he flies out to OKC next week. He's got three shows in 4 days, and then he comes home with the truck that we another one we bought him a 09 Avalanche to use for the road, and then he's home for 4 days, and then he heads to Missouri. He's got a couple shows there, and then he comes back, and then we leave on the 30th, and we're gone until the 9th, the evening of the 9th. So we got a show in Alabama, and then we got two big ones in Florida, and then I'm gonna take the team down to Universal, have a good time, and go see my mom. She lives in Florida, haven't seen her in a while, so it's like, yeah, I'll go see the mom, see what's up there, and yeah, can't beat it. And come back, and then we got the Stones that weekend, and then done with the Stones, go home, go back to work a few days, and then down to Mobile, Alabama, and then home for a few days, and then over to Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Then I'm home for 2 weeks.
On the road, buddy. On the road.
Show season. Then I'll be home. And then we got, what do we got? And then I'll have 3 weekends in a row of shit. I'll have shows the 18th to the 20th, 26th, 27th. And then the following week, we got either selling a Survivor Series or going to Survivor Series.
SummerSlam.
Whatever. I'm far ahead. Either one.
Too far ahead. Too far ahead. Yeah. SummerSlam. I'm not pushing a Survivor Series. Yeah.
And it's at Brown Stadium, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Dope. You didn't even tell me where the seats are, did you?
Section V. It's on the floor somewhere. I don't fucking know. I just grabbed the cheapest floor seats I could find that were looking at the ring. Like, the ramp comes in this way. The ring is like here. We're like here.
Nice.
So yeah, it's off the ramp. You'll be able to see people walk in. We have a straight shot at the ring. That's what I want. So
yep.
That's all I care about. But again, I'm probably never going to go to an outside big show again. And if I do, it'll be a long time. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just buying the tickets. Didn't care. I mean, it was crazy. I had it on Ticketmaster and it just auto refreshes. The seats would go in, come out. So people would just grab them. And then they just either wouldn't pay for them or whatever. And then they just come back. So I saw seats go back and forth like 100 times. It was nuts. But the floor for the seats to get, the cheapest was 1,000 for a commemorative chair.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Lord. For a chair.
Yep.
$1,000.
Everything. It's funny because everything on the row of the ramp was like 2,500. And then if you go like 6 seats off to the left of that, it was like 750. It was crazy. obviously they didn't have, well, they had camera side, but opposite hard cam side. They didn't have the first three rows. So row four, I looked for fun. How much do you think it was? Row four, opposite hard cam.
$4,000.
$4,000. $5,000. Yep.
Jesus.
5,000. Three rows behind that was three. Three rows behind that was like 2,100. And then it was like, even the next section up was 1,000. It was fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
Fucking nuts. Yeah. But I got $200-$300 tickets, so I'll take it. But I knew I wanted to go and try something like that. So it'll be a good show to go to. Good show to go to.
There was a tornado on the ground in Southern Wood, Northern Hancock County. Damn. Crazy. All right, Bear. We got UFC to talk about.
Yeah. Yes, we do. I was actually going to go over real fast just about our updated playoff runs, right? So we have the Avalanche and Stars in the West playing tonight.
Hurricanes and Rangers are already one game in. Rangers are up 1-0, and right now it is 3-3, game two. So we'll see how this game goes. Colorado-Dallas will be the first game tonight. We had Boston beat Florida yesterday, 5-1, dominated Florida Panthers. Florida, there was nothing in the first. Florida went up 1-0 mid-second, and then Boston knocked five goals off to destroy them. And then the other playoff – or the other playoff in the West is – I'm blanking on it right now. Why am I blanking on it? Oh, Edmonton and Vancouver. So there will be one Canadian team for sure in the Western Conference Finals. No doubt about that. So we'll see if Edmonton.
Either my cup team or my surprise team.
That's right. But that they will be the only Canadian teams left. All the other Canadian teams are out. So Toronto losing game seven. We have either Edmonton or Vancouver in the West, which one of them, again, will be in a title game to make it to the Stanley Cup. So there is a possibility still that it could happen in old Canada. So good series there. And then NBA, we have Cavs-Celtics. Celtics just beat the Cavs by 25. So they're up 1-0. We have the Timberwolves up 2-0 on the Nuggets, just embarrassing them so far. Absolutely crazy.
The reigning MVP don't play defense.
Yeah, it's true. That team just – I don't know what it is. They just don't – they're all pissy. They don't look coherent. It's bad. Timberwolves, I think, are gonna run right through them.
That's Anthony – that's all Anthony Edwards, dude. That's because he's not scared of shit, man.
Jordan's son, buddy. Jordan's son.
See, I'm telling you, both his boys – well, if his other son would have been healthy, he'd have dominated too. You know, the older one, Jimmy, his older brother, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, Hemi Butler. Hemi. Pat Riley told him to shut his mouth, though. So,
yeah, he got in trouble.
Don't be talking. Don't be talking, Jimmy. You ain't playing.
Right.
So we got also the Thunder Mavericks in the West, which should be a really good series. I think that'll be fun. And then we got Pacers Knicks. Knicks up 1-0 on the Pacers, excuse me, in a good game yesterday. That should also be a good series. I think Boston's going to probably beat the Cavs in five. I think Knicks going to win in six. I got Dallas in seven, and I have the Timberwolves in five. So,
well, OKC's tough. It's going to be interesting. And then don't forget to mention the Walleye are up to two games to nil. They've won, what, 21?
21 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, something crazy.
I guarantee Cody's cousin is down there taking up two seats every home game.
He can't fit in two seats.
No, they put him in that. They put him on that handicap thing in the corner.
In the corner. They rope him off.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, man.
They say no loose food over here.
All right, Bear.
Okay.
UFC.
Yeah, just really quick, back to 301. Anthony Smith ended up beating Victor Petrino. Michelle Pereira ended up winning. Jose Aldo beat Jonathan Martinez, dominated in unanimous decision. And Alexander Pajote retained his belt against Steve Urseg in a close bout. If Urseg decided to strike more instead of go for takedowns in round five, he probably would have won the belt. But he
arm bar
takedown, so just no bueno there. Not great. So this week we got a fight night in St. Louis. You can find me in St. Louis.
What a gun play ring all day.
So I'm on the left this week, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
I'm left this week. So we will start in the women's flyweight division, plus 114 underdog from the United States, JJ, not Reddick, Aldrich.
From Venezuela, minus 135. Favorite, Veronica, not Tom Hardy.
In a welterweight bout from the United States, plus 180 dog, Jared, not Dwight Gooden.
Minus 218 favorite, from Francais, Kevin Jussoy.
In a flyaway bout from the United States, plus 145 dog, my buddy, Chuck Johnson.
From England, minus 175, favorite, Jake, not Parrot, Hadley.
In a welterweight bout, from the United States, plus 136 dog, Billy, not Jared Goff.
Minus 162 favorite from the United States, Trey Waters.
A women's strawweight bout, the minus 130 favorite, the number 11th ranked women's strawweight from Brazil, Tabitha, I'm not Christina Ricci.
Plus 110 dog from the United States, Tisha, not Chad Pennington.
A lightweight bout from the United States, plus 160 dog, Terrence T. Rex McKinney.
From Argentina, minus 192 favorite, Esteban, not Loiza Ribovics.
And your last fight on the prelims, lightweight bout, plus 150 dog from the United States. What the
fuck?
Chase, I'm not Austin Hooper.
Minus 180 favorite from Mother Russia. Not related to anybody. Not anybody. Vyacheslav Borshev.
That was good. I thought that was very good. Main card, plus 140 dog and a heavyweight bout from the Dominican Republic. Where is Waldo Cortez Acosta?
From Cuba, minus 166 favorite. Robles, I will show you the pain.
He looks like a big motherfucker.
Yes, he does.
Jesus. A featherweight bout, number 15th ranked featherweight, plus 160 dog from the United States, Alex Bruce Leroy Caceres.
Minus 192 favorite from the United States, Sean, not Darren Woodson.
Thank you. Lightweight bout from Brazil, Diego Ferreira.
From Poland, Matus Rebecki.
Light heavyweight bout. From the United States, number 11th ranked light heavyweight, plus 170 dog, Alonzo Mourning Menafield.
And from New Zealand, minus 205 favorite, Carlos, I'm not Bill Olberg.
A welterweight bout, minus 148 favorite from the United States, the 11th ranked welterweight, Joaquin Buckley.
That's a jacked motherfucker, too. Plus 124 dog from Uzbekistan, Nursultan Ruzabov.
And your main event of the evening, heavyweight bout, the number 12th ranked heavyweight, minus 162 favorite from the United States, the Black Beast. One of my favorites. My balls is hot. Derek Lewis.
He's dropped quite a bit. Plus 136 dog. From Brazil, number 15th ranked heavyweight, Rodrigo Nascimento.
And that is your UFC fight night coming from St. Louis, Missouri at the Enterprise Center. They must not like Hertz. Fuck Hertz. They like Enterprise.
You know, Cody, don't you think that UFC fight night, it just makes sense if the theme song for that was Migos Fight Night?
It would. But that'd be a little too black for UFC.
That's true. Yeah. Dana was at the roast, too, with Sean O'Malley and a few others.
Oh, boy. Old boxer side Dana. He says he's probably telling stories, you know. You know, I had a chance to hit Zell first, but, you know, I turned it down.
He would do that.
But luckily for Tom, I'm a married man. I just beat my wife. I don't cheat on her.
Jesus. God damn. So that's the end of this one. Happy midnight, Cody made it. Parrot still must be hiding from tornadoes. I should check on him because I haven't heard from him.
It's true. I mean, he is a bird. They normally fly away from the tornado.
Yep, but not that bird. He flies into the tornado.
You make a valid point there. He probably would.
Yep. So, thank you to Wes Anderson, All Wear Clothing, Crandall's Quality Landscaping, Connell Barrett, DanaTransformation.com, Paper Denim Art, Greiky Merch, Sparty Steve, and of course, the unofficial title sponsor of this show, the PNC Bank Cash Unlimited Credit Card, new today on Tuesday. As always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Man, I'm just happy Cody's back. I couldn't stand the AEW product, so I see why he got shit canned.
Well, everything was good until I signed my contract, showed up day one, and they said, oh, you got to go to Dark.